The eight Point Hope defendants charged with wasting caribou will have a pretrial hearing on August 20th. State wildlife troopers say more than 100 caribou were shot last summer, and the troopers contend that nearly 40 of those caribou were all or partially wasted. The North Slope Borough has decided to provide $56,000 to Point Hope to aid the eight hunters with hiring attorneys to defend them. Harold Curran is the chief administrative officer for the borough and is acting mayor when North Slope Borough Mayor Edward is away. Curran says the eight village men charged believed they were protecting their community from disease. He says traditional foods are eaten raw, dried, and fermented, and shared with the entire community.
And are butchered without the use of personal protective gear and are often butchered in common areas. In that kind of setting, it is not unusual to have to protect against infectious agents that are present on the North Slope. Which can cause sickness and possibly death to people in the community.
State laws require harvesting animals regardless of whether the meat looks suspicious. Leaving meat is, in legal terms, a wanton waste crime. But Curran says the federal government protects urban Americans by taking extreme food protection measures, such as killing all the cattle in a feedlot if only one has mad cow disease, or pulling all leaf spinach from produce sections if salmonella or other bacteria is discovered in part of a crop.
What the state is doing is saying, we want to criminalize that system of protection amongst Point Hope hunters. And it says to the hunters and the people of Point Hope, you need to bear that risk, whereas the people in urban America do not and should not. That is unfair and completely inappropriate.
He says the state needs to develop different regulations for subsistence takes that addresses diseased animals and the definition of wanton waste. He says the traditional doctrines of respecting and not wasting the resource go back generations, and Point Hope Village leaders sent a letter to the governor asking for evidence of people who may have acted inappropriately.
They did not believe that the way this has worked with the state, that their process has represented them fairly, has characterized the community fairly. And unfortunately, what that does do amongst some people is undermine trust.
Curran says the troopers characterizing village elders as uncooperative was unfair. Jim Dow is the lead biologist for the Western Arctic caribou herd for the state's Department of Fish and Game. Dow has worked out of Kotzebue monitoring the herd for more than 20 years. He says the most recent assessment was in 2007 when 10 animals were shot near Ambler specifically for health assessments. He says they looked at contaminant load, parasites, and incidence of antibodies in the blood that would indicate exposure to disease.
And the vet that did that works for Fish and Game, Dr. Kimberly Beckman, and her comment was she's done health assessments on 9 herds, I think, in the state now. And of the caribou that she had looked at, that, you know, gross characteristics, she thought these Western Arctic caribou were some of the healthiest that she had seen.
Dow says there have been 2 large die-off events in the Western Arctic herd since the mid-90s. Both events were caused by starvation. He says tapeworms and hoof rot has ebbed and flowed in intensity in the herd, but for the most part, hunters report that the animals are in good shape. Dow was surprised when he heard of the charges of waste. He says it runs counter to all his years of experience working with hunters.
No culture and no group of hunters has the market cornered on either good or bad behavior. But, you know, I think most hunters, you know, they don't want to leave meat in the field. That's just counter to why they're out there. Especially village guys. I mean, they're not out there for anything really but meat. You know, the heads are always left out there. And, you know, why else would they shoot them?
Dow says the Western Arctic caribou herd numbers around 377,000 animals, down from a peak of 490,000 6 years ago. He says unusually severe icing conditions in recent winters that make foraging difficult may be contributing to the drop in numbers.